Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together to this afternoon's learning, which for you is Monday morning's learning, is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Meir of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and for a continued refuah shleimah for David Meir ben Mendel. Today's daf, Monday's daf, is Ksubas Daf Nun Dalet. We left off at the words Bai Rav Papa, 10 lines down on Nun Dalet on Aleph. Says the Gemara, Bai Rav Papa, Bas Anusa, if a man rapes a girl, and then he marries her. So yesh lo mezonos o ein lo mezonos. Do you have to, if the husband dies, not the husband, the rapist, if the rapist dies, does he have to give mezonos or not? He married her, and he dies. Does he have to? Says Mar. Libet Rav Yosef Yehuda lo tevayelach. According to Rav Yosef Yehuda, it's not a shaila. The Amar yesh lo ksuba mane, that if the husband dies, he has to give her ksuba of 100. But the kaiyash is going to Rabbanan. The amre yotzak has a knasa b'ksubasa. She does not get a ksuba because you paid the 50 shekel knas, and that's in place of ksuba. So she doesn't get a ksuba. So the question is, what about the tanai ksuba? What about mizonos? My, what's halacha? Came in the less ksuba, less the mizone. Since she doesn't get a ksuba, she doesn't get mizonos. So duma ksuba to my kadesh l'taket. Kadesh l'tei kalbin of lotzia. The whole reason you need a ksuba is that it shouldn't be easy to divorce. But if you rape a girl, you can't divorce her. So therefore, she gets the tanai ksuba even without a ksuba. So she's going to get mizonos. Says the Gemara, take it, we're not sure. Let it stand. Now, the Mishnah said that one of the conditions of the ksuba, it says, at tehe yasva bebesi, that you sit in my house and you get food, calls him out that you are an almana. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef, Bivesi Veloba Bikasi. You only chayv to pay the ksuba, and you have to give her a legit house, and not in like Bikasi, which is like a bungalow. Avo Mazone Isla. But even if you only give her a bungalow, nevertheless, she still gets Mazonos. That's Rav Yosef. My Baravashi, I'm a no. I feel Mazoni Nami Lesla. If you give her a bungalow so she's not really living in your house, then you don't have to give her Mazonos either. Says the Gemara, Veles Hilchasa Kimar Baravashi. We do not follow that, and we hold that you have to give her food whether she was in a full house or a bungalow. Even if you only put her in a bungalow, either way, you have to pair the mizonos. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tavuli Nasei Benispaisa Ein Lo Mizonos. Once she's looking for a shidduch, once she's looking to get remarried and she agrees to get remarried, Ein Lo Mizonos, she no longer gets food. Says the Gemara, Halo Nispaisa. But if she doesn't agree, Yesh Lo Mizonos. Even if she's looking to get married, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tavuli Nasei Benispaisa Ein Lo. Now let me explain to you what he meant. If she says, I'm not ready to get married yet because I have respect for my husband who just died, she gets mizonos. However, once she says, I'm really ready to get married, I just don't want to marry this guy because this guy's not good for me. So then, once she states that she's looking to get married, she no longer gets mizonos, even if she's not actually married. Because clearly she no longer cares about the covenant of her dead husband. She's looking to get remarried. Amar Rav Chista, Zitza in Lamazonas. Let's say she's Mizane. She no longer gets, she commits not adultery, she just has relations with somebody. Stop, for Znus. So then she no longer gets Mizonas because you see she doesn't care about the honor of her husband anymore. Amar Rav Yosef, Kichla Upirkasa. If she starts putting on makeup, Ein Lamazonas, because she's sewing, she wants to get married. Mandamar Zitza, Kolshkin Kichla Upirkasa. The one who says that if she's mizan, she gets mizonos, kavachomer the makeup. Mandarma kichlo pirksa. But the one who says that if she puts on makeup, she gets mizonos, aval zinsa isla. But if she's mizane, she does get mizonos. My taima yetzer anasa. Because the only reason she was mizana is because the yetzahara got her. Not because she doesn't respect her husband. Maybe she does respect her husband, so she does get mizonos. But her yetzahara caused her to be mizana. Gemara concludes, V'les Hilzal Kha HaNishmaitza, we don't pass like any of these opinions. Rather, she gets mizonos in all these cases. Ella, meaning even if she put on makeup, she gets mizonos. Even if she's mizana, she gets mizonos. Ella ki hadam Rav Yehuda Rashmul hatoivas ksubasim bebezdin. Once she's getting ready to get remarried, so she goes to Bezdin to collect her ksuba because she wants to get remarried, then and only then, ein la mizonos. Says the Gemara, v'lo. A person who's tovas ksubas bezdin doesn't get mizonos, v'atanya, machu ksubasa la'achem, if she sold her ksuba to other people. Umishkana ksubasa. Or she used the land that was designated for her ksuba as a collateral for a debt. Or she designated a field to pay a debt that she had, ein la mizonos. In all these cases, it's as if she already collected the ksuba, she no longer gets mizonos anymore. Says more, hani yinavol tovas lo. If she just goes to Bezin, that's not enough. Says more, no. Hani, baby Bezin main shalov Bezin. These things, if she does, she loses mizonos whether she does them in Bezin or not. But tovas, but if she looks to collect her ksuba, be Bezin in shalov, be Bezin lo. It's only if she collects in the Bezin. The kach, says the Mishnah. The Kahayu Anshe Yushalayim, they used to write that Kolzman, you're living in my house, you get mizonos. And the Galil used to write that way as well. But the Anshe Yehuda said that the Yarshin can pay off the Ksuba and they're no longer obligated to feed you mizonos. So the question is, who do we follow? The Anshe Yushalayim and Galil or the Anshe Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Amar Alach Kanche Yehuda. The Yorshim can pay the girl off the ksuba and they no longer have to pay mizonos. Ushmol Amar Alach Kanche Galil. No. That all depends on her. If she's willing to stay in the house, she gets mizonos for as long as she wants. V'chol Bavel V'chol Parvadva, Bavel and all its suburbs, Noah Karav, they held like Rav that the Yisomim could pay her off. Nardoi V'chol Parvadva, Nagin Kishpo. And Nardai and all of its environs passed him like Shmuel. Hahi Bas Mechuza. There was a story of a girl who lived in Mechuza, which was near Bavel, the Havis Nesiva and Narda, but she was marrying a guy from Narda. Asal Kameder of Nachman. So they asked Rav Nachman to pass him. Do you follow the Minhagim of Bavel? Or Nardai? Shamal called the Bas Mechuzi, so Rav Nachman heard that she came from Mechuzah. So Amalehu Bavel V'chol Parvad V'chol Karav. The minig is like Rav that the Yarshim can pay her off. Amalehu V'halon Nardot Nesiva, but she's marrying a guy from Nardoi. Amalehu Yachi Nardot V'chol Parvad V'chol Gishmuel. So he said, you're right. If she's marrying a guy from Nardoi, we follow the man's minig. Because Nardai and all the people, all its environs, all its suburbs, pass like Shmuel that the Yarshim cannot pay her off. The Rif quotes from here the Ritva quotes from here that if a man marries a woman from a different neighborhood and he's intending to live in his neighborhood, so then we follow the minhagim of his neighborhood and not her neighborhood. It's pretty clear in Gemara that way. There is a question about why whether we follow Rav or Shmuel here. Usually we follow Shmuel by Dinim. The Rif quotes that there's one opinion that says that we can prove from here that looks like Rav. We'll see in the next line, actually. The Gemara asks, Ad Hecha Narada. How far does Narada stretch? Now, in Narada, they followed Shmuel. Ad Hecha Desagi Kabed Narada. Only up to the place where they use the measuring instruments in Narada. So everywhere else, you follow Shmuel. That's what it sounds like. That only until there is Naradah was Shmuel. So some want to prove from there that only up until there is Naradah, we follow Shmuel. Everywhere else, you follow Rav. Even though usually we follow Shmuel Kedine. Nevertheless, since in Bavel, they followed Rav, and we always follow Bavel, so we should all follow like Rav. That's the way the Rif understands. However, Tosfos, the Rif quotes an opinion like that, but Tosfos and the Rif himself reject this. Say, no, that was like Shmuel. Halacha Shmuel b'dini mamon. This is all we follow Shmuel. The reason they asked how far is Narada is because Bavel and all its environs are held like Rav. So you want to know up until where is Narada that we follow Shmuel within Bavel. But everywhere else, we certainly follow Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Itmar almana Rava Marshamin Mashallah. What about if the almana is wearing some clothing? Do we include that in the payments, in the ksuba. So Rav says, we evaluate the clothing she's wearing, we include it in the ksuba. Shmuel Amar Ein Shamin, mashallah. No, that's separate from the ksuba. Amar Rav Chibar Avin, V'chilufa Balakit. A hired worker who lives in the house and does malacha, and they didn't set a price for how much she's making, and now they're coming to set a price. So it's the opposite. That Rav says we don't include the clothing, and Shmuel says there we do include the clothing. They say the opposites are ours. Because Shmuel holds only by an almana, you know, he pays for all of her expenses, so he's going to give her the begadim matana. But a worker, he's not obligated to pay the expenses, so he doesn't mean to give him clothing as a matana. So we include that. You have to include that in whatever payment. Rav Kahana disagrees. Rav Kahana masti v'chein belakit, that the same achlokas by an almana is also by a worker. That Rav and Shmuel say the same things. Rav says, Shaman, we do count the garments in the ksuba, and Shmuel says, we don't count them in the ksuba. Umanach beis simana. Rav Kahana gave you a simon to remember this. Oh, Rav. Rav made a simon. Yasma v'armalta shlach upuk. That Yasma is a worker, we treat him like a Yasam, they call him a Yasam, and an Almana, Shlach Upok, take off the garments and then send her out. I mean, you don't include you include the garment in the payment of the Ksuba, meaning you have to take off the garment, meaning it's considered to be part of the payment. Amar Nachman, Avagav Desnam, Masin Gavayz L'Shmuel, even though the Mishnah says like Shmuel, that almana we do not evaluate, as we'll see in a second. Nevertheless, it was like Havasei de Rav. We follow Rav. Even though this is a case of Dina Mamanis, so the Achronim say maybe it applies to Isser Veheter also. You could figure out a case where this is going to have a nafkamina for Isser Veheter also. If a person's makdish, his nechasim, whether the hektish is chal on his wife's garments. Okay. Disnan, how do we know the Mishnah sounds like Shmuel? Disnan. Echad ha-makdish nechasav echad ha-marech ha-satzmo, a person who is makdish all his property to the Beis HaMikdash. Or he wants to donate his own value to the Beis HaMikdash. Ein lo, lo b'ksos ishto. So such a person, ein lo, lo b'ksos ishto, v'lo b'ksos banav, he does not include the garments of his wife, and not the garments of his kids, because he doesn't own them. Velo b'tseva sh'tseva l'shman, and even the coloring of the garments, velo b'sandalim chadashim sh'lokak l'shman, even if he bought new shoes for his wife and kids. So you see that his wife's garments don't belong to him, they belong to her. So this is like Shmuel, that he can't include them. The Gizbar can't include them in taking money for the chov of the husband. So you see, this is going like Shmuel. If we have a mission to support Shmuel, if the mission supports Shmuel, why do we follow Rav? You thought, when you're reading the Mishnah quickly, it sounds like it's like Shmuel, but it really isn't. If you look carefully at this Mishnah, you'll see that it's not like Shmuel. That we even evaluate that which she's wearing and include that in the payment. How do you know? My time. How do you see that the Mishnah is not really going like Shmuel? And rather it's going like Rav, that we do evaluate the clothing as part of her pay, as part of his payment to her. Doesn't the Mishnah say that the treasurer of Hekdish cannot collect? Says the Gemara. No. Ki akni le, when the husband is makne her the begadim, the husband gives her the garments al das that she is going to live with him. However, he doesn't give her the garments on the condition that she could just walk out of the marriage with them. So if she's ever going to leave the marriage, they belong to him. Kolzman, that she's in the marriage, they're hers. But now that he dies, it's like she's walking out of the marriage. So therefore, we do evaluate the begadim they are considered to be part of the ksuba payment. However, when the Gizbar of Hektish is evaluating while they're all alive, so then the begadim belong to her. Mara tells a story about this. Kala said to be by El Yashiv. A certain Kala from the family of El Yashiv, her husband died. Havikatavik Zubasim Yasmi. She was asking for a ksuba. Havikamanti lahu lebeidina. She took the Yisoma to Bezdin. Amri, Zilul on the middle said to Tizle Hachi. We don't want you to go to Bezdin without nice clothing. So Azal Vishtinu Vechstinu Lekulimana. So they brought her very elaborate clothing to go to Bezdin with. Asal Kamei the Ravina. They come in front of Ravina for a judgment. Amalu, for a judgment. Amalu. That we could take all these begadim and we include it in the ksuba, like Rav. And that's why they told her to get dressed up with all this. They wanted to include that in the payment. Says the Gemara. Hahu d'armaluhu. A certain man said to his sons, as he was dying, Nidunya l'vras. I want you to give garments and jewelry to my daughters. Zal Nidunya, so I want you to give, let's say, 20 dresses and 20 necklaces. Zal Nidunya, then they went down in price. Amar Vidi Baravin, Pornali asked me. So they only have to give 20 and 20. Even though it went down in price, they get to benefit from the extra money now that it went down in price. They don't have to give the value, they just have to give the amount of necklaces. And the Ra'ah and the Rif and the Rush, right, that the same thing as if they got more expensive. He still has to buy 20 and 20, and the Yisomim are going to lose that money. Says the Gemara, Hu d'arma lahu, certain person that he said to his sons as he's dying, Abba me'azuzim in chamra libras, 400 zuz worth of wine I want to give to my daughter as an adunya, as a dowry. Ayaka chamra, then the wine got more expensive. Rabbi Yosef, Rav Chaliasme. So, if the wine got more expensive, in this case, you only have to give 400 zuz worth of wine, so you're actually going to give less wine. You don't have to give 400, you don't have to give what used to be worth 400, because he told him 400, right? He gave him an amount. And again, the Ritva and the Tamid Rabbi Yonah, the Shidim Ubensis, right? That if it went down in price, also, so then the Yisomim are the ones who lose, because you have to give her the whole $400, the 400 is worth. Kravi the Rabbi Yochanan, Havalu Isis Abba, Davi Kamafsta Mazone. The relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had the father's wife who was eating so much food. She was eating way more than a normal amount of food, and the Yisomim were losing money because she was eating so much food. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan for an eitzah. What should they do? She's eating them out of house and home. Asa kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahu, aizilu ve'imulei la'avucho. Go and tell your father, d'niyachid la'ar la'mazona, that she should designate one land to pay for her mazonas. And then, that's it. That land will pay for the mazonas. She doesn't have to keep eating more and more. And the father died. Asa kamei Reish Lakish. They came in front of Reish Lakish. Amar lahu, Reish Lakish said, kol shkin sheribala la'mazonas. You have to give her mazonos plus the land. This is for the extra. Amrulay, Rabbi Yochanan told us this could be all of her food just from this land. Amrulahu, Reish Lakish said, I don't care what Rabbi Yochanan said. Zivul Havala, give her the mazonos plus the land. V'ilo, mafiknulcho Rabbi Yochanan miyunaychu. I'm going to put you in cherem. I'll take Rabbi Yochanan out of your vocabulary. Asul came to Rabbi Yochanan, so they came and reported back from Rabbi Yochanan and said, you know, Reish Lakish is arguing with you. What can I do? Reish Lakish is also a great man, just like me, and he argues with me, so I can't disagree with him. Let me explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan's logic was. Amar limizonos, if he said he's designated this karka, limizonos, so then ribola mizonos, so then it means mizonos plus this. Amar bimizonos, if this is going to be all the mizonos, katzatz la mizonos. So if Yochanan had intended to say bimizonos, but since he really said limizonos, so they had to give the regular mizonos plus the land would be for anything extra. Haj an aloch narish and spata. So that's the end of the fourth parak. Let's begin the fifth parak. Says the fifth parak of Ksubis. Avrisha Amru. Even though the Chachamim said that the Ksuba, if you divorce or if the husband dies or divorces his wife, the Chachamim said the Psula Gova Masayim Val Mana Mana. Even though Ksuba might be the Raisa, but the amount is the Rabbana. That the Psula is 200 and Amana is 100. And Ratzal Lahosef, if you want to add on to the Ksuba, I feel a Mea Mana, even if you want to add on 100 gold coins, Yosef, you're allowed to add on even 100 gold coins, or even more than that, as much as you want. Gemara later on is going to explain why there's a chiddush. Nis amla o nis garsha. Now that's called Tosefes Ksuba. You add on Tosefes. Nis amla o nis garsha. If the husband died or divorced her, beimin erisin beimin nisuin. Whether they only had erisin or even if they had nisuin, goves hakol. She collects the ikur ksuba plus the Tosefes Ksuba. She collects everything. Because he added this on. And he added on originally from the beginning. So she gets it all. We don't say that he only meant to give her the extra for Nisuin. According to Tanakama, she gets it all. Even Mina Erison. The Shita Mukubetz writes, what's the logic of Chachamim? Since he gave her all of it, Mishas Erisin, he wrote it, Mishas Erisin, he's makna her right away. Others say, the Rimi Luniel says, the Svar of Chacham is that the Tosefes is in order to make her desirable to the husband. So that already happens by Erisin. But Reb Elazar ben Azari disagrees. Reb Elazar ben Azari, Omer, no, may not Nisuin go over Sakol. If they have Nisuin and then he divorces her or dies, so then she collects even the Tosefes. Mina Erisin, Besulig of Masayim Amana Mana, Shal Kasal Al Amanas Lekonsa. He only wrote the Tosefes on the condition that they were going to live together. Yudah Omer, Imratza Kosal Besul Shtai Shal Masayim Vikosefes is Kabatim Chamana. If they both agree, she could write him a document saying, you only owe me 100. I already got 100. Well, Amana Mana Vikosefes Kabatim Chamishim Zuz. And Amana could write, I already received half of the payment, 50 shekels. Rabbi Meir Omer Kala Pokus Psul Masayim Amana Mimana Hariz Ubilas Nos. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says she can't say that she already accepted 100 out of the 200 if it's not true. And as a matter of fact, if any time you pay less than 200 for a Basula, less than 100 for Amana, it's called a Beilas Nos. It's not a legit marriage, and it's considered as if they're living in sin. Says the Gemara, Pshita, what's the chiddush that you're allowed to give more money than the ksuba? You're allowed to obligate yourself to more money. What's the chiddush of that? Says the Gemara, Mao the same kitzus of the Rabbanan. You might think that the rabbi said, Besula has to be 200, Amana has to be 100. Shalol of Aish is Mishain Lo. That you can't give more money to ksuba because that'll embarrass somebody who doesn't have so much money. Kamash Malan, rabbis weren't worried about that. In Ratza Lahosif, even Mea Mana you could add on. It says Mar Ratza Lichtov Laloktani, Al Ratza Lahosif. It doesn't say that he wants to write for her. El Ratza Lahosif, it's added on to the Ksuba. Messiah Rabbi Eva, Om Rabbi Yanet, Om Rabbi Yanet, Tanai Ksuba Ksuba Dami. That the Tosefis is considered to be a condition in the Ksuba and it has the same status as the Ksuba. Or says this is a Nafkamina. For a whole bunch of halachos. Nafkamina for 14 halachos. Wow. Nafkamina for 14 halachos. That the Tosefes Ksuba has the same din of the Ksuba applies to 14 halachos. Nafkamina lemocheres. If she sells the Ksuba, even the Tosefes is included. Ulemocheles. If she's meichel on the Ksuba, even the Tosefes she's meichel on. Limoredes. If a woman refuses to sleep with her husband, so we detract, every day she refuses to sleep with him, we detract in the ksuba 7 dinars a week until she loses the whole ksuba. So she loses from the Tosefes also. Ulapogemes. Let's say the husband claims that I already paid you part of the ksuba. So the halacha is she has to swear that she didn't get the rest. So she has to swear the Tosefas also. Number five, Letovas, an almana who's Tovas Ksubas and Bezin, she loses her Mizonos, even if she was just Tovea the Tosefas. Six, Ula Overis Aldas, the halacha is if a girl, let's say, refuses to cover her hair or she violates one of the other halachas that are Das Moshe, she feeds her husband Treif, so she loses her Ksuba and she also loses the Tosefas. L'shevach, if the property of the husband that became more expensive after he died, so we learned in Bechairis that she does not collect the Ksuba from that extra benefit. Same thing with the Tosefas, she doesn't collect from the benefit. L'shvua, any case where we obligate the woman to swear to get the Ksuba, let's say her husband went L'medina Sayam and she's collecting from his property while he's not here, she has to swear, so on the Tosefet she has to swear also. L'shvius. Shvius does not cancel a Shtar Ksuba unless she paid part of it. It also doesn't cancel the Tosefes. Shvius does not cancel the debt. L'kosev kanachas of Labanim. The halacha is a person sick and he writes all his possessions to his kids in front of his wife and he writes karka. The halacha is that since she's quiet, she's mochelis, and she loses the rights to collect except for that piece of property. So she's also mochel and tosefes. 11 and 12 was ligvos mina karka, that she only collects the tosefes from karka and not metaltin uminaziburis, and only from the worst karka. And 13, kolzman shi bivei savia, that the almana, when she's in her husband's house, she can collect the ksuba forever, but if she's in the father's house, she only has 25 years from the death of her husband to collect. So that applies to those efforts. Also, and finally, number 14, well, Ksubas Banim Dichrin. Ksubas Banim Dichrin not only applies to the Ikr Ksuba. Remember what the halacha of Ksubas Banim Dichrin was, and that is that if the girl brings a dowry into the marriage, and then she dies, and then he dies, so her kids get to inherit her ksuba, not only applies to the ksuba, it even applies to the Tosefes ksuba. We will stop here. Everyone should have a great day.